The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is a long-standing tradition in Port Huron and one that not everybody is thrilled with and nobody wants to claim any responsibility for, but you just know that because it's the third Sunday in August, this Sunday, a lot of people are going to be participating in the Port Huron Float Down. Joining us to talk more about this and some of the safety concerns surrounding it from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Ryan Minesburg. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. Of course, nobody is encouraging the float down, but we know it happens. What are some of the safety concerns from a police standpoint for this weekend?
Well, obviously with anything in life, when you're working with safety, first and foremost is having a plan. We encourage all participants in the float down, and we believe that we will have some participants in, and even though we are not encouraging or endorsing this activity, but we encourage them to have a plan as to where they're going to enter the water and where they're going to get out of the water and how they're going to transport themselves back and forth between those two points. Walking back from Marysville to the north end of Port Huron is no light task, and obviously carrying your float with you is extremely difficult task to do after you've been sitting in the water all day. Along with those plans is wearing a life jacket. Regardless of your age or swimming ability, we encourage all participants to wear a life jacket at all times during the float down. The current is extremely dangerous in the St. Clair River, and that personal flotation device or life jacket will help you keep you afloat.
Yeah.
Along with the plans, we also encourage to work with the buddy system. Never go into the water alone and keep an eye on your buddy. Any report of a person in distress needs to be immediately reported to the nearest response agency that they're seeing on the water or via cell phone to central dispatch.
Yeah, these are all good bits of advice, especially for people who haven't done it before. I feel like the folks that are experienced, have done this before, know what that water is like and have all the right gear with them. They do pretty well. But we get a lot of people that visit here for this event that maybe have never been in the St. Clair River before, and it's a real rude awakening once you get out there.
Very much so. And, you know, you mentioned the water, and I think one of the things that people underestimate, along with the current, but is also the temperature. I heard just before I came on that the high is supposed to be 82 degrees on Sunday, but we're still looking at water temperatures that are in the upper 60s, low 70s. And when you add that along with alcohol, which obviously does some effects to our body there, the ability to begin to suffer hypothermia and the effects of hypothermia, begin to really set in quickly on people with that low water temperature. So something where that buddy system and keeping an eye on your partner, making sure that they're not overly consuming alcohol and that they're also, you know, maintaining good judgment and that they're able to help themselves.
Where people get into the water, where people get out of the water can get pretty messy as people leave trash and other debris around, especially when they're getting out of the water. I feel like people don't, in many cases, have respect for private and personal property as they're exiting the water.
Yes, yeah, very much so. And yeah, we have such a beautiful waterway here, and to pollute it with plastic and cans and balloons and those sort of things is just a real travesty. And you know, obviously, and then on top of that is people's personal property, where a lot of times people make a choice to get out onto somebody's personal property, leaving behind a lot of trash, and that's where law enforcement gets several complaints with the people as they're making poor choices, as I said earlier, usually under the influence of alcohol, and just making sure that those that people are picking up after themselves.
I know that people try and make it all the way down to Marysville. That's sort of the tradition. I feel like Vantage Point is probably a really good spot for people to get out. That's a nice exit spot, and you've probably been in the water long enough by the time you get there.
Yes. Yeah, that's something that, and it's a great spot as far as parking. to get out of the water a little bit earlier. And you've got to experience the float down, but yeah, a nice clean entry in and out of there, and you can have somebody on shore, a shore crew, if you will, that can assist you in getting your flotation devices out of the water. Like I said, ample parking in that area. And it's a nice little float down spot without having to make it all the way to Marysville.
This is an all hands on deck kind of event, isn't it? Between the police and the sheriff's marine division and the dive team, you've got the Coast Guard. I mean, everybody's going to be involved.
Yes, yeah. We also included as Customs and Border Protection and the Border Patrol, along with our friends across the river there in Sarnia. The Canadian Coast Guard's also going to be helping, and the Canadian OPP, they'll have their boat in the water. Obviously, if the weather changes or the wind changes and we have a strong wind out of the west, we've had that in years past where participants have been pushed over towards the Canadian side. And so we need an all-hands-on-deck. We need all the help we can get. Obviously, thousands of people floating down the St. Clair River is a very labor-intensive undertaking for the police, not only law enforcement, but the fire departments and the medical personnel. So, yes, it is an all-hands-on-deck for us. And I guess while I'm on that point with the Canadian side of it there, we also encourage everybody to bring their identification with them and also their cell phone and place it in a watertight bag so that way they do have a means of communication. And if they do end up on the Canadian side, they'll have their identification with them, which will assist them getting back to the American side.
Yeah, preparation is the key. Make sure that you're prepared. Buddy system, as you said, is good. Making sure that you've got something that you can steer with. Paddles are good. I think people forget that a lot of the time. And I guess a reminder to boaters is that channel will be closed on Sunday, won't it?
Yes, and it will be closed to both recreational boat traffic and commercial boat traffic. I believe that the time is 11 o'clock a.m., beginning at the north end there, just north of Lighthouse Beach is where the shutdowns occur. And then it'll go until, I believe the time is 8 o'clock p.m. at Chrysler Beach down in Marysville before any boat traffic will be allowed to navigate the St. Clair River.
All right. Well, thank goodness Float Down only comes once a year. It's this Sunday. Hope everybody is safe and remembers all the things that we talked about here. Ryan, thanks so much for the advice. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.